get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vacensade, written by Paul Reimer. Vacensade is brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening. It's digestible. And now here's Zella Lane. Say, Zella, can you see over this bunch of mail?
You mean all these letters came in on Crisco's new wartime cookbook? Well, friends, I surely do thank you. And I know you're practically going to live by this cookbook. Recipes for good eating. It's got everything. 64 pages packed with recipes. Color photographs of delicious Crisco foods. And there are method pictures galore showing simple cooking tricks. You'll even find space to write in your own recipes. Really, it's one cookbook you'll use over and over. It's keyed right to wartime shopping conditions, too. There are suggestions for fixing leftovers, grand Crisco dishes for inexpensive meats, and whole sections on filling desserts. And here's the thing. This cookbook gives you alternate ingredients for recipes in case there are foods you can't buy. Honestly, everyone's so thrilled with this new Crisco cookbook. I hope you've sent for it. You just print your name and address clearly. Mail it with 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. That's 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. The offer is only good in the United States, and since you'll have to allow 14 to 18 days for delivery, better write today for Crisco's new wartime cookbook. And now back to Vacensade.
Well, sir, Vacensade and young Russell are spending a quiet evening at home as we join them at the small house halfway up in the next block now, and we find everyone in the living room reading. Vic is deep in the Kitchenware Dealer's Quarterly, Sade peruses the Daily Love Story in the newspaper, and young Russell follows the adventures of his favorite hero, Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley. And after a considerable silence...
Ish, how aggravating.
What's the matter?
Did you read the Daily Little Love Story tonight?
Yeah.
They left off the ending.
Indeed.
Says, and then big, handsome, great-hearted Al Eisenmenger revealed the name of the real murderer. I want to clear up this mystery once and for all, he said. The man who killed Lord Jeffrey Slotch is none other than... And then it quits.
Very irritating.
Well, say.
Continue tomorrow, maybe.
No, the Daily Love Stories in the paper never continue tomorrow. Anyway, they got news items from Carlinville plastered here where the ending's supposed to be. Mr. and Mrs. Harry Gibson spent Saturday and Sunday visiting with relatives in Springfield. The Harvey Bierman family of south of town were pleasantly surprised Monday evening when Mr. Bierman's Sunday school class dropped in for supper. Bessie Quelch, 5-year-old daughter of Mr. and Mrs. William Quelch, entertained with a birthday party last Thursday afternoon. The tiny guests included Art Van Bershot, Tyler McVeigh, Morgan Perrin, William Joyce, Parker Gibbs, Harry Bubeck. Well, ish, what am I reading this trash for?
Go ahead. It is a Taylor Stark horror and thrills me to the marrow of my bones.
Yeah.
The smelly Clark often gets to talking on some subject to where he can't quit. The other day he got to telling about Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park, and even though he was sick and tired of the topic himself, he drugged on and on and on until finally Oyster Cracker says, "Look, Smelly, quit beating your brains out with that Old Faithful Geyser junk."
Listen.
Back door open.
Yeah. Miss Donahue, I bet.
Evening, Sadie.
Uncle Fletcher, I bet.
No, Miss Donahue. Hi.
In the living room, are they?
Yes, everybody.
You're right. It's Miss Donahue.
Mm. Rooster Davis can make his voice sound just like that Kirk's voice in at Peaburger's, Vernon Thompson.
That is a bit of information I shall make it a point promptly to forget.
Oh, I know it's not valuable information.
You know that, do you?
Well, sure I know it.
All right, then. I won't let you sit in my lap anymore.
Oh, is that silly talk. Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
Hello, Sadie, honey.
Haven't seen you for several days.
Fine. Evening, Vic.
Good evening. Lend me $5.
That's right. You on deck, too, are they, Russell?
Uh-huh.
Going barefooted, I see.
No, I got my shoes and socks
on. Going barefoot, it gives the toes an opportunity to spread out and receive the benefit of the open air.
I got my shoes and socks on.
Vic, honey, I have a little more reason for stopping past this evening than just sticking my head in the door to say hello.
Oh, do you?
Certain facts have come to my knowledge which I feel I should pass on to you.
Really?
It is not my habit, custom, or usage to frip-frap, gossip, or drool, but these facts I do not feel should be withheld.
Say, you got me on pins and needles.
Less than half an hour ago, Vic, honey, I accidentally acquired information in connection with Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan.
Yeah?
Less than half an hour ago, I acquired startling information in connection with Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan, and I decided it was my duty to communicate the matter to you.
Well, what is the startling information?
Gosh, Willie.
I feel I should reveal the secret to you, Vic, honey, because...
Yes?
I feel I should reveal the secret to you, Vic, honey, because you are Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan's dear old arms around the neck chum.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, let him tell what he's got to tell, Vic.
Okay.
I want it distinctly understood, Vic, that it is not my habit, custom, or usage to prep, gossip, or drool. But since you are my niece's husband, I decided it was my duty to reveal a secret which is closely connected with your dear old close arms around the neck chum, Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan.
What is the secret?
Sadie, honey, perhaps you'd like to go down cellar.
No, I wouldn't like to go down cellar.
Upstairs?
No, nor upstairs either.
This matter is hardly for the ears of the women and the children.
Hey, you can't do that, Uncle Fletcher. You can't come in here and announce you got big, exciting secrets to tell and then politely ask me to leave the room.
Russell can leave the room.
No.
Yeah, Russell can leave the room.
No.
Leave the room, Russell.
No.
Oh, thunder, friends. Let's not act like halfwits over something.
It may be all right.
What'd you say, Uncle Fletcher?
It may be all right for the women and children to hear this.
Sure.
Yes. It's all right.
Uh-huh. You can stay, Russell.
I never intended to leave.
Hey, who are you talking to?
Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan, Vic, honey. Is your dear old close arms around the neck chum, or I wouldn't feel it was any of my business to reveal his startling secret.
Uh-huh.
Because, like I say, it is not my habit, custom, or usage to frip-frap, gossip, or drool.
No, I know it's not. Well, what about Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan?
I thought you'd prick up your ears.
Well, I've had my ears pricked up for about 20 minutes now.
Fine.
Great.
You're sure, Sadie, honey, you wouldn't prefer to leave the room?
I'm certain I wouldn't prefer to leave the room.
Russell, honey, perhaps you...
I'm certain I wouldn't prefer to leave the room.
Oh, come on, Uncle Fletcher. Quit playing with us like a cat plays with a mouse. Give us the dope about Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan.
Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan, Vic.
Yeah?
Is not his name.
Get out.
Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan is not his name.
Well, that is indeed startling news.
I got privy to this knowledge purely by accident.
Oh, what's his real name?
Yes.
Is his real name...
No, Vic, honey, I am your niece's husband. I am your niece's husband, and that's why I feel it's my duty to bring this matter to your attention. After all, your dear old arms around the neck chum, Michigan, 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 Michigan.
Oh, you can't hardly say that, Uncle Fletcher. I suppose we're friends and all, but we're hardly inseparable.
The man has been sailing under false colors. He's been misrepresenting himself.
How did you find out about this, Uncle Fletcher?
What?
How did you find out about this?
What?
How did you happen to discover Michigan Fish... Oh, yes, you hear what I'm saying. I talk loud enough to have...
I'll tell you how I found out about this, Vic.
Oh, yeah, I wish you would.
His real name is tattooed on his arm.
Oh?
Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan rolled up his sleeves in the interurban station 30 minutes ago, and I saw his real name tattooed on his arm.
What is his real name?
I hesitated to come and tell you this, Vic. I don't tell secrets out of school, but I reflected that I am your niece's husband.
You sure are.
I reflected that I am your niece's husband, and I decided it was my duty to bring this information to your attention.
Mighty nice of you.
Yes.
But what's Michigan Fishigan's real name, Uncle Fletcher?
The chap has been sailing under false colors, Vic. He's been misrepresenting himself. No, I am your husband's niece, Vic, and I thought you ought to know these facts about your dear old arms around the neck chum.
Well, we're not such close buddies as all that, Uncle Fletcher. Oh, we're friends, I suppose, but we're
That's
not...
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
What's Michigan's real name?
I'll tell you how I found out his real name.
Okay.
He rolled up his sleeves, and I saw his real name tattooed on his arm.
What is his real name?
We were both down the interurban station, skulking around the peanut machine. Generally, Michigan Fishigan jimmies the peanut machine, Payne's peanuts are not putting any copper in the slot. But tonight he had a copper, and he put that copper in the slot, and no peanuts come out.
Uh-huh.
He put his good money in the machine, and no peanuts come out.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, he was filled with righteous indignation.
Uh-huh.
He quivered with fury.
Uh-huh.
Hold my coat, Rush, he says.
Uh-huh.
He handed me his coat, and he rolled up his sleeves. He got all ready to shake, fight, and wrestle that peanut machine until it disgorged his pennies worth of peanuts.
And you saw the tattooing on his arm, huh?
I saw the tattooing on his arm.
His real name, huh?
His real name, Russell, honey.
What is his real name?
Beg pardon, say anything, honey.
What is his real name?
Corrigan.
Corrigan?
What's his first name?
Jorrigan.
No.
Jorrigan Corrigan is his real name. He comes not from Sissigan, Michigan, but from a small town in the northwestern part of the United States.
Oregon.
Yes, Oregon.
What's the name of the small town? Rorigan?
Name of the town is Borrigan.
Uh-huh.
Jorrigan Corrigan from Borrigan, Oregon.
Yes.
No, Vic, it's like I said before. It's not my habit to customer usage to frip-frap, gossip, or drool. But I am your husband's niece. And I felt it was my duty to reveal these facts about your dear old arms around the neck, chum.
Uh-huh.
Rishigan Fishigan from Sissigan, Michigan is not Rishigan Fishigan from Sissigan, Michigan.
Huh.
Rishigan Fishigan from Sissigan, Michigan is really Jorrigan Corrigan from Borrigan, Oregon.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now here's Zella Lay.
Remember my telling you about a recipe for ham and hash browns? A recipe a man gave me? Well, right after the program, a woman listener called to tell me about her husband's favorite leftover potato dish. Something she thought I might pass along. It's a sausage sauce for Crisco fried potato cakes. You break up sausage meat and fry it. Next comes the gravy, made by adding water and catsup to the sausage. It's served over nicely browned Crisco fried potato cakes. Well, you can imagine how delicious that tastes. Now, maybe you draw the line at serving fried foods. Worry about digestion, you know. Well, you don't have to. Not with Crisco fried foods. They're digestible for the whole family, even the youngsters. Of course, that goes for anything you cook with Crisco. It's a digestible shortening. Yes, Crisco's pure and all vegetable. Just the finest quality shortening you can buy. Try Crisco with one of the grand recipes in Crisco's new wartime cookbook. Send today for Recipes for Good Eating. Just mail your name and address and 10 cents in coin with a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible. National Broadcasting Company.